Road Rage, Ride Against Greenhouse Emissions. They're a great local community youth group, and with me for the first time in quite some time is the bloke I call the head honcho from Road Rage, Tony Davidson. Good morning to you.
Morning, PT.
How are you?
Excellent, thank you.
It's been a long time since we've had a chat.
It has. That virus has like put a big gap in everything, I think.
Yeah, it's put a big gap in not only everything, but everyone's lives as well. And one of your great crew members is with us as well, Emily Wright. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning.
Are you still nervous?
Yeah.
You've done this before. Come on. Just sneak in a little bit closer to the mic.
Okay.
There we go. Tone, I'm going to start firstly with you. We've got a couple of topics to cover off where Road Rage is concerned, right against greenhouse emissions. And that, firstly, is the fact that you guys are very supportive of the Road Nats. You do some great volunteer work with the Road Nats, but you are lacking volunteers, aren't you?
Yeah, well, traditionally our students provide most of the volunteers that assist the event to run, but because of COVID, the event's been moved from January to February, so it means people like Emily have to go to school.
Of course.
So we're missing a lot of our crew and sort of hoping that maybe some people with some time during the day from the Ballarat community that could come along and help.
Yeah, because it's not only on the weekend, of course. It runs weekdays
Wednesday
as well.
To Sunday, yeah.
Yeah,
the 3rd to the 7th.
So, Emily, you can't convince school to give you a bit of extra time off?
Oh, I'm actually going on school camp, so I can't even...
Yeah.
She would have taken the days off school, but she's got to go on a camp.
Where are you off to on school camp?
Warrnambool.
So you've decided to sit Warrnambool school camp and the Road Nats volunteering on the scales and the school camps come up trumps. I can't believe that.
Mum might have had something to do with that.
Tony Davidson, the youth of today, hey?
Just terrible, selfish.
So now there is a link that people can go to, Tony, if they'd like to help out and volunteer with the Road Nats.
So we'll stick that up on your webpage, but they could also contact us at Road Rage. We can give information, or you can just go straight to the link and register.
Mm-hmm.
But basically we have jobs for everyone. There's some that are quite active. There's some that are basically just involved sitting in a deck chair for a few hours or a whole day. You can volunteer for half a day.
Can't complain at that.
Exactly. You can volunteer for just a few hours or a whole day or for all 5 days ideally, because we're really short this year.
Now, Emily, what would you normally do if you weren't on school camp?
I would do the whole 5 days.
You'd do the whole 5 days?
Yep.
Awesome. And, of course, the crew, most of your crew would be doing the 5 days, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But obviously being a student-based community service, Road Rage, everyone's probably on school camp.
Correct.
It's just disappointing.
Well, youth going to classes.
Now, Emily, talk to me about an invitation you've got for people to join you on Euro-RR22.
Yep.
So we went to Europe in 2018 and Emily was one of those students, and we're going again in 2022, COVID willing.
Well, that was what I was going to ask. I'm scared just to get on a flight locally, let alone going to Europe and being overseas.
Yeah, so obviously we won't go if it's going to be at all risky, but I suppose it takes a long time to organise it, so we need to get started now if we are going to go in the middle of 2022. So it'll be in the middle of the year school holidays in 2022.
Yep. School camp for you, Em.
But we can pull the pin if it's not safe.
Yes.
But I'm working on the theory that with this many smart people working on it, that by the middle of next year, we'll have international travel back again.
So just explain for everyone what this trip is all about and what it's designed to do. Can you do that for us, Emily?
Yep. So I don't know how to say it. Pretty much use two of the battlefields of World War One and Two, help refugees in France, and it's just such an amazing experience, and it really opens your eyes up to the world and what people are living like.
So you've already done this before?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So Emily was 14 when she came with us in 2018.
Yep.
And now she's
what an eye opener for a 14-year-old to be touring not only the battlefields of World War One and World War II, but helping out refugees and that's what Road Rage is all about, isn't it? Apart from greenhouse emissions, helping out those in need, not only overseas but in our own country as well, right around Australia, and in particular for those in Ballarat too.
Yeah, and so that's part also of our volunteering at the Road Nats, is to give back to the community that helps us do all these things.
Yeah.
But we also are well aware that even the most disadvantaged people in Australia have life better than a lot of people overseas.
Overseas, yeah,
so we
absolutely.
Want to help locally and nationally and internationally.
And the invitation is there for people to go along and experience it with you, Tony.
Yeah, so when we do these trips, we always save a couple of spots for friends we haven't met yet. So we're, I suppose, throwing out the invitation that if you are or you know someone who's sort of roughly 14 to roughly 22 or 3...
Yep, that's
and
not me.
..would like to come... then we'd like to hear from you and we'll discuss it and give more details.
Sure, surely you could fit a 56-year-old into someone's luggage.
Well, there's already one of those, so
that'd be you.
We don't need another one.
That'd be you. Emily, before we wrap up this morning, please, you've been chomping at the bit to tell us about your fort building story.
Yep.
I love my kids at home, they're 8 and 12. They love nothing better than building a fort, so have you got any tips for them?
Oh, I don't even know. Well, at Roadnats last year, we had a Facebook Messenger group and we'd send in photos of forts we built out in the sticks with our chairs and just like a blanket or something, and it was just a lot of fun and just sticks and stuff.
So a lot of the volunteering is just standing by the side of the road making sure no one comes onto the course to keep the cyclists safe,
sure. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
means that you don't necessarily have a lot to do, so the kids amuse themselves by having fort building competitions and bottle flipping competitions, trivia quizzes. So we, even if you are situated somewhere by yourself, we're all part of a little group that keeps each other amused and entertained.
Very, very good. Emily Wright, great to see you. And here's hoping you get back to Europe in 2022, depending on what's going on with COVID. And Tony, mate, great to catch up with you and to continue the good work that Road Rage do.
Thank you. I hope to hear from a lot of people who'd like to help out with RoadNet volunteering and or like to come to Europe.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's 16 to 9. I still reckon another 56-year-old in Europe wouldn't go straight. But anyway, you know, team building, team leading.
See what I might kick Emily out.
Have a great day, guys.
Good on you. Thanks,
PT.